Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think I got it now. I think I came after Sean there. My trouble with the 991A is the output power. The first half of the warranty, it was back twice to what I now refer to as YAS sewage for repairs at $250 a pop for shipping and insurance. So you got 13 into the radio, and I've got another 500 into the repairs. And they don't have any clue what's going on. They don't look at anything. They just keep replacing the vinyls. So I started looking into it. And I'm no radio tech, but I started monitoring with a decent meter. And the output power is set at 25 across the UHF, VHF spectrum kind of thing. Depending on the frequency, you'll put out anywhere between 18 to 40 watts, set at 25. So, you know, anytime I'd go above 25, set it above 25 watts, it would blow the vinyl. And apparently, yeah, sewage, you have to send the radio back four times, and pay, so you got to pay another grand to prove that it's a lemon. And then they might consider giving you another radio. So my purchasing of YAS sewage products is long gone. Brad, go ahead.